New York Governor Andrew Cuomo unveiled a $168 billion budget plan that he says would close an over $4 billion gap. Karen DeWitt has details.
Cuomo told lawmakers gathered at the State Museum that he's holding the line on state agency spending, and he's eyeing additional revenues by taxing health insurance plans and deferring corporate tax credits. He says both receive big tax breaks in the federal tax overhaul, so can afford it. Cuomo also wants to impose a fee on prescription opioid drugs and products related to electronic cigarettes, and make a better effort to collect sales tax on products purchased online. Cuomo would also close the carried interest loophole, which benefits hedge funds, but only if the neighboring states of New Jersey and Connecticut also change their laws. And he'd rein in increases planned for the property tax rebate program known as STAR. The governor says the budget gap, combined with uncertainties in funding from Washington, leaves him with little choice other than to raise some taxes.
$4 billion deficit. You can't possibly get anywhere near where you want to be on education and health care unless you raise revenues. It's just too big a deficit.
Cuomo also outlined plans to deal with the federal tax changes that result in severe limits to state and local tax deductions, which hits New York and other relatively high tax states hard. He says a study will be released soon that explores converting the state income tax to a payroll tax and substituting charitable donations for local property taxes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.